Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. Thank you so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. This is episode number 38. So we are 8 weeks in. We are currently going to be reviewing law number 8. In his book, he titles it, Negative Behaviors Are Overcome by Changing Incorrect Beliefs. And so for our purposes for Rehab Your Life, I'm calling it Course Correction. You can change your beliefs. So let's get started. I'm sure that many of you may be struggling like I was with the idea of having incorrect beliefs. And you know, those can really be fighting words, especially when you're talking about religion. But the facts actually override what you believe. When you start to run your issues through the five-step formula that we talked about in the last chapter, you honestly will start to uncover what you believe behind the behaviors that you do, and it can actually be eye-opening. At least it was for me. In this section, under law number 8, Hiram states that negative behavior is often the result of trying to meet needs with incorrect or inappropriate beliefs on our belief window, and that ultimately we are responsible for what is on our belief window. And so, you know, many people don't realize that some of the behaviors that they display are negative. So he provides a short list of some behaviors that can be described as negative if they're done in an addictive or a compulsive manner. And you often hear people kind of giving excuses about, well, that's just the way I think, or, you know, that's who I am. I don't have control over changing that. And that is not true. So here are a couple of the things that he listed, some of the behaviors that really are considered negative, especially if you're doing these things in an addictive or compulsive manner. So he lists overeating, overworking, smoking, bragging, sleeping, and shopping. He even lists exercising. Some people don't think that that is considered compulsive, but I'm sure there's shows out there that talk about how people have gotten extremely thin and they're just always exercising or bodybuilding or something of that nature. And then gossiping. That has a compulsive nature to it, where you just can't hold someone's secret. And, you know, we talked about character a few chapters back. And so, you know, that's not good character to not be able to hold someone's secret. So in this section, he shares a few stories. But the most important thing that he says in this section is that the first thing is to come to grips with the fact that you have a problem. The second step is to recognize that you have an unmet need, which is actually driving that behavior. Then you can usually identify one or more incorrect beliefs that you've picked up along the way that you felt like were going to satisfy that need, at least in the short term. And you have to be able to replace that incorrect belief with a correct one. And once you do that, you are committed to the new belief, then changed behavior should happen automatically. So like I said before, I believe that this will be the hardest part for most people, because you have to come with the realization that the way that you have been living your life has been based on those incorrect beliefs. And for some people, they may experience anger, disbelief, or even shame, depending on what it is. But you don't want to get stuck dwelling on the past. You've made a positive step forward by identifying those incorrect beliefs and replacing them with the correct belief. Now, that's something to celebrate. Anytime that you make a positive mindset shift, it should be exciting and brand new, and you should look for the opportunities to put your new way of thinking into practice. Hiram stated in the previous section that taking steps towards positive growth and development are actually a sign of maturity, and I agree. You will notice that you are more observant of others' behaviors and that you learn to choose your response wisely. At least that's been my experience. And in this section, he speaks about how to have the hard conversations. And so, you know, the current unrest in the world that we are experiencing could use the reality model framework to start having those hard conversations, because millions of people's belief windows are incorrect or inappropriate, and either they are choosing not to correct it or they don't know how to start the conversation in the right environment to make a positive change. So you have to get the book. That's all I'm going to share with you about law number 8. I hope that you are really pondering the things that he shares in this book. And, you know, we still have a few more sections, but that's all I'm going to share with you for now. I hope that you will start to apply this information to your life. And so if you are following along with me, you know, let's keep going. Keep participating in the Rehab Your Life community group on Facebook. Pick up the planner. Let's do the work. So talk to you guys next week. This episode is sponsored by Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. Ladies, if you care about your skin, then you need a free skincare consultation from Danielle Smith to be sure that you have the products that you need to look your best. There is a product line for every skin type. If you have sensitive skin, she's got something for that. If you are all natural, there is a naturals line. If you just want to maintain your natural glow, there's an anti-aging line. And let me tell you about their lip scrub and the lip balm, baby. These lips are kissable and soft. Right now, for my customers, she is offering a free skincare consultation for local Houston area listeners. And for everyone, including the Houston area listeners, she's offering 25% off of any skincare line purchase. Check out her Facebook page at Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, or go to her website at www.marykay.com/Danielle Smith. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.